Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Vera Hirschhorn.
A few weeks ago, I had taken my best friend out for lunch, as we do every year. She takes me out for my birthday, and I take her out for her birthday. And we went to this lovely restaurant in Highland Beach on the ocean, which she has never been to. I had been to it, so I really wanted to make it a very special birthday celebration for her. And we were enjoying our conversation. And at the end of it, we got up, and I went to the restroom, and we decided to just get the valet, get the car. Of course, we said our goodbyes and our hugs and kisses, as we always do, and so on and so forth. And the next day, I was looking, actually, all over the place for my denim jacket. And I couldn't find it. I'm looking here, I'm looking there. I couldn't find it. So I said, okay, I was backtracking, and I said, where could I have left it? And I thought of the restaurant. And sure enough, I had recalled that I had asked my friend to look out for, to just keep an eye on my bag and my jacket and the half of the lunch that I brought home, that I was going to bring home. In any case, I just grabbed the bag after the rest, and we were just so into our conversation, as we always are. And she forgot and I forgot to pick up the jacket and the bag, the lunch bag. And in any case, I decided to call up the restaurant just to make sure that my thoughts were in the right place. And the hostess answered, and I said, by the way, I said, this is so-and-so, and we were there, a friend of mine and myself, for lunch yesterday, and I think I left my denim jacket there. She said, yes, I remember, we have your jacket. I said, terrific, thank you so much. She said, what would you like me to do with your lunch? I said, please throw it out. I'm sure it's quite not edible anymore. She said, of course. And she laughed, and we laughed together. And I said, by the way, when is a good time to pick up the jacket? She says, any time is fine. So this was on a Monday. And since my husband hadn't been at this restaurant on the beach, which is just so delightful, I figured, why don't I take him out Saturday? You know, let's go back there, and I'll pick up the jacket and have lunch. So we did that, and I get to the restaurant, and the first thing I do is speak to the hostess and mention, this is Vera, and so on, and I left my jacket here, and she says, no problem, let me go look for it. By the way, this was not the same hostess. She had gotten this message days before. And she goes, and she says, I'm sorry, there is no jacket. And I said, that's impossible. It has to be there, because the hostess that I spoke to a few days ago said, I could pick it up any time. She says, well, it's not there. She says, I'll have the manager look. The manager comes out, and she says, I'll take a look. I'm sure it's there. And she comes back, and she says, I looked everywhere. There is no jacket. I said, that's impossible. I said, this jacket means a lot to me. It was a gift, and I really need and want that jacket. She says, why don't you just have lunch in the meantime, you and your husband, and we'll look for it. I said, terrific. We go, while she's looking, we go, my husband and I, to this lovely area right overlooking the ocean, and we order our meals, and the manager comes over. She says, I'm so sorry, I can't find your jacket. I said, this is not acceptable. I said, I really want that jacket. She said, well, I don't know what to tell you. She says, your lunch is on us. I said, I don't even want the lunch. I said, I want that jacket, please. And she said, well, let me get my supervisor. So the supervisor comes over. He says, the lunch is on us. I said, I don't want any lunch. I don't even want a complimentary. Thank you, though. Nevertheless, I'm not leaving here until I get that jacket. So he says, well, he says, I don't know what to tell you, but the lunch is on us. And he walked away. And I said, oh, my gosh, I'm really upset about this. I said to my husband, he says, relax, it'll come up eventually. So the supervisor comes over. He asked me what day I was there. He said, I'm going to reach out to that hostess because we know which hostess is in on what day. So he decided to call her. And guess what? He asks her, and she says, "Oh, that jacket, I'm wearing it." "What?" I said to the supervisor. He said, "Would you believe she's wearing it?" And he says, "She's a little ditzy." I said, "Ditzy or not, please have her come here now because we're here." He said, "She can't come here right now, but she'll be happy to bring it in a few hours." I said, "Why should I wait around here for 2, 3, 4 hours? He says, "That's what it's going to take. It might take about 3 hours." I said, "Where is she?" He says, "In Del Rey." I said, "This is not good." I said, "Let her deliver it to my house." So he took my address. And then as we're driving, oh, by the way, he said, "Lunch is on us." And I said, he said, "Would you like to have something more?" I said, "As a matter of fact, I'd like to take out 2 of the soups that you have because I love them so much." He says, "How about dessert as well?" I said, "Throw in a piece of chocolate cake." So he says, "No problem, we'll do that." So my husband and I are driving back, and I said, "Am I crazy?" I said to him, "I should give a thief my home address and have her drop off my jacket. Am I crazy?" So my husband says, "Don't worry about it. Everything will be okay." I said, "You know what? I'm calling back, and I'm going to meet her here either later on," which was a little difficult because we were going out. It was a Saturday night. In any case, I called up the restaurant and I spoke to the supervisor and I said, "You know what? I will be in this area tomorrow and I'll pick it up tomorrow." He said, "If that's your choice." So I did come back the next day and I picked up the jacket and it was there and it was fine. I said, "Thank you." And he gave me a $25 gift certificate for a future reservation.
Vera Hirshhorn, the story about a relationship with a jacket.
Yes, and here she found a place on the ocean that she loved, that she was very excited to introduce to her friend on her friend's birthday, and she was very happy to get her to take her lunch back with her afterwards, and nothing worked out as she had planned.
And a restaurant who did not want to lose her business.
You know, the people who were trying, as is usually the case, not just with restaurants, but in life, the people who were trying to assuage her growing anger, it started with just an honest, "Oh, I left my jacket and I left my lunch and I'm sorry."
Which is her fault. She left her jacket.
Right, right. It started very honestly, very politely, and it escalated. And of course, who were the people who had to deal with her escalating frustration and then anger? The people who had nothing to do with the taking of the jacket. And isn't that always the case? You know, it's somebody who was completely innocent of all wrongdoing who has to calm down the person who's annoyed.
Well, it was out of line for this ditzy hostess to take property that's not hers.
Ditzy was the word, and it's a great word. It's funny that it wasn't her choice of word. It was the manager's choice of word. It makes me think of the old screwball comedies of the 30s, like Judy Holliday in Born Yesterday. You know, the ditzy person may not have meant any harm, but she just is a little out there, a little, as somebody once said, couldn't pour water from a boot if the instructions were written on the bottom. You know, it just has a screw loose.
And when you think about it, a restaurant must have a room full of lost clothing items.
But my favorite part about this story is the escalation of emotion. And so often actors are given this note when they do a scene. The director will say, "Well, don't start off at 10. Start off at 2 or 3 so you have somewhere to go." So if you are eventually by the end of the scene going to punch somebody in the face, start off very calmly. Now, I don't know if she was ready to punch somebody in the face, although she liked that jacket and we'll have a picture of it online.
No, she loved that jacket.
She loved that jacket. But I think it was the principle of the thing even more than the jacket. But, you know, she knows the end of the story, right? Of course, just like an actor knows the end of the scene. But when she's telling it, she starts off calmly and she describes herself as being pleasant, polite, calm, and then little by little she gets to the point where she's tearing her hair out and she can't believe that she just gave this thief, so-called thief, her phone number and her address. It's storytelling 101, as is it acting 101, to just go with the emotion as it's building.
Karen, I understand there's a storytelling event coming up.
Yes, next Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Robot Brewing Company in Boca Raton, there is another Story Slam, $100 Story Slam. Even if you don't have a story to tell, come and listen and you may surprise yourself. Very often people win who had no intention of telling a story. 2621 North Federal Highway in Boca, 5 to 7 p.m.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Or if you'd like to ask about any storytelling events in South Florida, cneil, that's C, N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archived stories at wlrn.org. Click Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.